Joined by overtime hero tonight versus the Camrose Kodiaks, Spencer Dorowitz. As one of your line mates lets you know just how things wound up unfolding there in overtime. Spencer, you guys on the power play this homestand had been 1-for-14, had some chances to tack on goals, weren't able to do it, had some chances to come back, weren't able to do it. But against Camrose tonight, you get the goal from Gorgie, and then that set the stage for your winner. Just how much pressure were you guys putting on yourself on the power play, do you think?
Yeah, well, we've been struggling as of late, and in the previous games that we'd lost, we had chances to take the game over and, you know, didn't capitalize and ended up costing us big points. So tonight, you know, some guys took sacrifices and to get back on the power play, and we knew eventually we were going to score, and Kearney took one there at the end. Gorgie with a great play, he picked up the rebound, and that's kind of what that was our game plan, was get rebounds, and he went to the net hard and had a crucial goal there to give us a good shot at the win. And then Mappin and Klecki, a great play in overtime, taking it to the net, get a slash, get back on the power play. And, you know, maybe that first one there was a relief, and we felt like, you know, the pressure was off a bit, and it was working really well, and puck, you know, squeaked in for us. So it was relief to get those power play goals and to get the win for sure.
And for yourself, to get back in the goal column, you know, you talk about how important it's been for you to get on the score sheet as the captain this season, and you know, to get your 35th here after a couple games without being in, you know, just how good did that feel to see it going?
Well, yeah, that was a great feeling, especially to get back in the win column for us. You know, we're glad it's a new month. That's what we talked about, fresh start. Struggled in January there, and the last couple games, you know, I know it's only been a couple games, but I had, you know, lots of goals there earlier on, and then it just wasn't going in for me all of a sudden, and then you kind of get a lucky one tonight, and hopefully that turns it around and can keep getting some more goals, and that should carry on to some more wins for us, hopefully, and want to keep producing and keep doing whatever I can to help us get wins.
After the disappointment of the game versus Drumheller on Friday, and then having a little bit of a team-building experience and to get away, you know, just how much was it important to have that, and then obviously to follow it up with a victory tonight, do you think?
Yeah, that was, you know, kind of a tough week there, especially that loss against Drum. You know, we had the 2-0 lead and blew it, and so we figured, you know, let's not be negative. Let's have kind of a team bonding weekend, and we went to West Ed there for the day, and then had a good Super Bowl Sunday together, and it was a really good time. So, you know, we had a really good chance to bond as a team, and we came out here and, you know, found a way tonight, and you know, that might take us, that might be the difference, you know, in the next few games and carrying on into playoffs. So glad to get that one off our chest and get that win.
Maybe the last one for you, just reflecting on, you know, having a couple days off during the weekend there. I mean, it is still junior hockey. You guys are still, you know, enjoying your time here, but, you know, how much pressure does it feel like there is when the things aren't, you know, ending up in wins and the losses start to mount?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a lot more fun to get some wins on the board, especially with the great fan support we've had, and we felt the pressure, and it's much better coming to the rink when everyone's having fun winning, and it just makes for a way better atmosphere. So, you know, I think we just we had to get that one off our chest and get the win, and now you know, we'll build on that, and the pressure was building up, but now I think that's a bit of a relief, and we can, you know, get something going here now.